This episode was sponsored by We Feed Raw. The future of dog food does not look like ultra-processed pellets. It looks more like real food. At We Feed Raw, meals are made with the highest quality meat, nutrient-rich organs, and complete and balanced nutrition dogs are biologically designed to eat. No fillers, no artificial preservatives, no ultra-processed junk. Just real food, delivered straight to the door, and customized for each dog. More pet parents are rethinking what goes in the bowl because food impacts everything: energy, digestion, skin and coat health, long-term wellness. This is not a fad. It's a shift in how people are thinking about dog nutrition. The future of dog food is real food. Visit WeFeedRaw.com to get started and see today's best offer.
Well, and here in Spain, it's Chris McCann's turn to join us again this week. How are you doing, Chris?
I'm good, Howard. Yeah, as we were just talking, I'm just on the end of a bout of the flu, so please excuse me if I have the occasional cough. But apart from that, I'm good.
Yes, nice to catch up always.
It is.
Well, we're fast approaching the end of March, so we should remind our listeners about the 31st of March deadline for submitting Modelo 720. Chris McCann will explain what this form is and whether you have to submit one this year or not, as well as share some advice on how to potentially make completing this form easier in the future. First of all, Chris, since some of our listeners will be new to Spain, can you briefly summarise what Form 720 is and who needs to complete it?
I will, Howard. Look, as regards to the history, in 2012, it became mandatory for all residents of Spain to complete or consider completing the Modelo 720. The form needs to be submitted by the 31st of March each year and requires individuals to provide details of assets owned outside of Spain only as of the 31st of December of the previous year. So people who will be considering completing one now at the moment will be doing so as at the end of 2024. It's not a tax return or related to the payment of taxes. It's purely an information document. As regards why it was introduced, the financial crisis of 2007 had a significant impact on the Spanish economy, and typically following such events, governments and regulators will try to find ways to prevent similar events from happening again. Now, when the crisis in Spain hit, a lot of focus was put on dealing with tax evasion, and the Spanish government, like many other governments of the world, intensified the search for undeclared assets that were hidden from the state. Amongst other initiatives, this resulted in the introduction of this form, the Modelo 720. The idea was that if everybody reported the existence of their properties, investments and cash deposits outside of Spain, it would then be very difficult for them to not declare the income and gains derived from them on their subsequent annual tax returns. Now, not all Spanish residents need to complete. To determine who needs to and who doesn't, you need to consider three categories. The first category are accounts held with financial institutions, such as banks, bank accounts. The second are investments. And the third is immovable property. Now, if the value of your assets in a category is over 50,000 euros, you need to submit and declare all assets in that category. If your assets in each of the three categories amount to less than 50,000 euros, you do not need to submit. With joint assets, if the combined value is more than 50,000 euros, each owner needs to declare the combined value and then indicate their percentage of ownership, even if their individual share is less than 50,000 euros.
Do people who fit these categories need to complete a Modelo 720 every single year?
Not necessarily. For those who have already completed a Modelo 720 previously, they will only need to submit another under certain conditions. And I'm just going to go through those now. If the value of the total assets in a category has increased in value by more than 20,000 euros since the previous submission. Or if you've sold an asset or closed an account that appeared on a previous submission, or if you have obtained a new asset within a category.
So how are the assets valued? What happens if they're in sterling or another non-euro currency?
Assets are valued using the wealth tax rules in Spain, and so different assets are valued in different ways. Just to give a few examples, bank accounts are valued using the average account balance over the last 3 months of the year and the balance as at the 31st of December. Most investments are valued using their current values, but where encashment penalties apply, the value to report will be the surrender value, and which is the current value less any surrender penalties that might apply upon encashment. Properties are valued using their purchase prices. As you can see, different assets are valued in different ways. So what listeners need to do is speak with their accountants, who should explain exactly what's required in relation to each asset that needs to be reported. And in all cases, investments held in other currencies need to be converted to euros using the official exchange rate. Again, listeners need to speak to their accountants for help with this.
Do you have to declare every single investment you have individually? If someone owns many different shares and funds individually, this form must be a headache to complete. Do you have any advice for listeners in this position?
Well, look for listeners who've already completed this form, I'm sure they will agree that it can be a very timely and frustrating process every year, especially if you own a significant number of offshore assets or assets outside of Spain. Now, one way to make the process easier is to simplify your affairs. I think it's fair to say that most of our clients who've taken our advice and restructured their affairs to improve their positions invariably end up with much simpler affairs. And so completing the Modelo 720 is normally a much simpler process for them. Now, given the reasons for its introduction, it goes without saying that it's important to ensure that your tax affairs are in order. So what I would suggest, if listeners would like to discuss their obligations in relation to the Modelo 720 or their wider financial planning arrangements with a local Blevins Franks partner, please get in touch. Listeners can visit our website, blevinsfranks.com, where they can find the contact details of all our local partners. And if they prefer, they can complete an online contact form on our website, and somebody from Blevins Franks will be in touch as soon as possible to arrange the most appropriate next step.
Many thanks. It's always good to be kept up to date.
It's good to talk to you, Howard. Take care. I'll speak to you again in a few weeks.
Thank you.